This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Helen Scales and Dave Ansell, and it's our science call-in extravaganza. We're answering all of your science questions for you. Now, Helen, we give you all the best jobs on The Naked Scientist. You have all the best stories, and we also reserve for you all of the best questions. This one has been pre-recorded by someone because there's a bit of a time difference, and you'll see why. He's in Australia.
Hi, this is Harry from Brisbane, Australia, and I was wondering if humans are the only animal that needs to wipe its bottom. Thank you.
I don't know what you're trying to tell me here, Chris. Thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm going to try to keep this not too smutty, but it's a really good question, actually. Do other animals have to keep themselves hygienic in that particular area? And as far as I think we know, we haven't found any animals that actually have invented a tool for keeping themselves clean in that way. There may be jokes about bears and rabbits, but they are just jokes.
Isn't it called their tongue?
Exactly. I think most animals do actually just keep themselves clean by washing themselves. You know what cats can do. They've got that clever trick of putting their leg behind their neck and they're keeping themselves clean that way. And another thing I think some people with cats and dogs might have noticed their pets doing is something called scooting. Well, that's the name. I think the Americans perhaps have come up with this word scooting, which is dragging their ass across the ground. And often pet owners get quite worried about why their dog or cat might be doing this, and often it is after they've been to the toilet and they wonder if it's something connected to it.
They usually wait till they've got into the room with the best and most expensive carpet in
the
house.
There are various factors like that to consider. Veterinary surgeons really think that it's probably maybe a parasitic infection. It could be worms. They're feeling very itchy and they want to scratch themselves. It also could be an infection of something that's rather charmingly called the anal glands, which is what most many predatory animals have either side of the anus. They have these glands which produce smell. That's what a skunk produces smell from. It's what makes a fox turd smell like a fox turd and a dog turd and so on. So they use that to mark their territory when they're defecating. And if those get infected, they can also be quite painful, and that's why dogs and cats can drag themselves along the ground as well. And if your pet does seem to be doing that, it's probably best to take them to the vet and get that sorted out. So no, I don't think any animals actually use toilet paper, but if they need to, they will keep themselves clean in other ways.
I did see a funny sketch once where a certain well-known brand of toilet paper uses puppies to advertise its products, and someone suggested that if you run out of toilet paper, you could substitute the puppy instead of the toilet paper, but that's kind of a different issue, isn't it? Thank you, Helen, for that very well-answered question.